You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2008, the 15th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Boston, Massachusetts from February 3rd through February 6th, 2008.
There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted it. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. At CROI 2008, one of the most important HIV-related medical conferences of the year, Dr. Gerald Perrone interviewed a number of researchers about their studies. What follows is one of those interviews.
Hi, this is Jerry Perrone from the AIDS Research and Treatment Center of the Treasure Coast, and I'm here with
John Shooter, Montefiore Medical Center.
And can you tell us about your research?
Sure. We enrolled and completed a study on 35 patients to look at the question of whether patients were selectively not adhering to the ritonavir in boosted PI regimens. The regimens were all boosted atazanavir or boosted fosamprenavir. All of the patients were receiving once a day except for one fosamprenavir patient who was receiving twice a day therapy. And we placed MEMS caps on both bottles of the regimen.
Can you tell us what MEMS caps are?
Oh, MEMS caps are electronic monitors that give very, very rigorous quantitative data regarding adherence over time. So these patients were followed for 24 weeks with MEMS caps on both bottles, and our finding at the end was that 3 out of 35 patients who completed the study were selectively non-adherent to ritonavir in these boosted regimens. We define selective non-adherence as taking 5% less, we quantitate adherence with MEMS caps and get a final number, which is a percentage adherence. And those who took ritonavir with an adherence rate that was more than 5% lower than the adherence rate to the boosted PI, either atazanavir or fosamprenavir, were considered selectively non-adherent to ritonavir. We found that that occurred in 9% of the patients. And we also looked at dose staggering, that is, taking the dose of ritonavir more than 4 hours apart from the boosted PI dose, because they are supposed to be taken simultaneously. And there might be pharmacokinetic consequences of taking them apart. And we found that 7 patients, that is 20% of the population that we studied, staggered doses more than 5% of the time.
Do you know, were your patients instructed to keep their ritonavir in the refrigerator, or did some of them do that and some not?
We didn't get involved in instructing patients one way or another because we didn't want to be an intervention. We wanted to be observers. But I do know that the pharmacies that we deal with routinely put a please refrigerate sticker on their meds, on their ritonavir at least. And my own clinical experience tells me that most patients keep it apart in the refrigerator.
Did you find that the selective non-adherence or the staggering, although the sample size was small, did this translate into differences in clinical outcomes?
We did not find that. We looked at viral load at 24 weeks, and the 3 patients who were selectively non-adherent to ritonavir were all suppressed below 75 copies per ml. Although, as you say, the sample size is probably too small to really evaluate that in a good way.
Mm-hmm. So, take-home message for clinicians?
The take-home message is that ritonavir, selective non-adherence to ritonavir occurs. It occurs in around 10% of patients, and it's easy and quick to at least reinforce the message to them that they should take these medications together and simultaneously every time.
Have you made any changes in your clinical practice as a result of this study, other than intensifying your educational message?
I try to tell them that. Other than that, no.
Have you considered using pill boxes for adherence issues in your patients?
We encourage the use of pill boxes. Obviously, that doesn't work well in a MEMS cap study, but for certain patients, pill boxes are a very valuable tool, and we do encourage their use.
There have been some studies showing better adherence with pill boxes, but we've also found, because of that refrigeration label on ritonavir, that in some cases patients will have all their medications in pill boxes except the ritonavir, which is in the refrigerator.
Although they could put the whole thing in the refrigerator also.
Yes. Or I suppose they could put everything out of the refrigerator if they're doing a weekly pill box. Ritonavir should be stable for at least 1 week, probably much longer.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice. should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on CROI 2008 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2008.